You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in James chapter 1, and we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. Greetings. Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For the doubter is like the surging sea, driven and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of humble circumstances boast in his exaltation, but let the rich boast in his humiliation, because he will pass away like a flower of the field. For the sun rises, and together with the scorching wind, dries up the grass. Its flower falls off, and its beautiful appearance perishes. In the same way, the rich person will wither away while pursuing his activities. Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I am being tempted by God," since God is not tempted by evil, and he himself doesn't tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desire. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. By his own choice, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer who works, this person will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious without controlling his tongue, his religion is useless and he deceives himself. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for this chapter in the book of James that reminds us of the purpose of our trials. Lord, you're using our trials, the difficult things that we go through, to test our faith and produce endurance within us. You're helping us to grow mature. You're helping us to realize that you are all we truly need. We don't need the riches of this world. We don't need the acclaim of this world. We don't need to give in to the temptations of this world as if those things are going to satisfy the void in our hearts. Lord, we know that worldly things cannot satisfy us. but our hearts find true satisfaction and true peace and true rest through a relationship with you as we trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, as fruit of that relationship, we pray that as we look at your word and as we think about the things that you've communicated to us in it, that we wouldn't just hear these things, but we would live these things out, that we would show that you have changed our hearts, that you've transformed our mind, that we would look after those who need care, that we would avoid adopting a worldly mindset or practicing the things of this world that are ungodly and unwise. And that when people observe our lives, that it would be evident that our faith in you is genuine. So we're grateful to see these reminders in this portion of Scripture today. And we're grateful for your presence with us and for the fact that you strengthen us by your grace. We commit this day to your care, and we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've ever struggled with negative self-talk or preaching a message to your heart that was more hurtful than helpful, I have a resource that can help you overcome that struggle. My book, Dwell on These Things, is a 31-day challenge to talk to yourself like God talks to you. It's filled with encouraging scripture, personal stories, and helpful counsel that I've gained after wrestling through that same battle. Dwell on These Things is available online and at all major bookstores, and if you'd like to read the first three chapters for free, just visit desirejesus.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.